Tonight, and tonight lecture and one more lecture will be the last concluding lecture for Sandokai. And here it says, ことを受けては Koto means the first character. We read from this side. No. Koto wo, koto. Koto wo ukete wa. Koto means words. Ukete wa, to receive or to listen to. To receive, you know. This is something like hand, you know, the center character. To receive. If you receive words, it means that if you receive teaching, you should, Svekaraku, you should, Svekaraku, should, you should, shu, it's source of the teaching. Shu, source of the teaching, which is beyond our words. Esbesh is to have actual understanding of it. So if you listen to the words, you should understand, understand, source of the teaching. Usually we, you know, stick to words, and it is difficult. Because we stick to words, it is difficult to see the true meaning of the teaching. So we say, words or teaching is finger pointing at the moon. If you stick to the finger pointing at the moon, you cannot see the moon. So words is just to suggest the real meaning of the truth is a word. So we shouldn't stick to words, but we should know actually what the words mean. At his time, you know, at Sekito's time, many people stick to words or each Zen master's personal characteristic of Zen. Each master had, at that time, their own way of introducing the real teaching to the disciples. And they stick to some special teachers some particular way. So then was divided in many schools, and said it was very hard to the student, which is the true way. And actually, to wonder which is the true way is already, you know, wrong. Each one's, you know, each teacher is suggesting the true teaching by his own way. So, each teacher, you know, through each teacher is suggesting same truth, same source of the teaching, which was transmitted from Buddha. Without knowing the source of the teaching, to stick to words was wrong, and actually that was what the teachers at his time was doing, or students' way of studying Zen. So he said, he says, if you receive words, you should understand the source of the teaching. Source of the teaching is the teaching which is transmitted from Buddha, and which is beyond each one's own way of expressing the teaching or suggesting the teaching. Do you? Oh. Okay, they cannot see. All right. Words, koto. We go this way. You know, this is Chinese character. And we read, in Japanese people read from here to opposite way. This is words. This is bad. ことを受けては、すべからく衆をですべし。And next sentence is 自ら聞くを律することなかれ。自ら聞くを律することなかれ。You is understood. You should not. You should not. なかれ is not. Should not. Rules.Kiku means rules. Rissuru is to establish. Mizukara, by yourself. You should not establish rules for yourself.It means that you should not establish some rules for yourself, and you should not stick to it, or you should not bound by it. And that is most people what most people does. You say, this is right, and this is wrong. You say so. When you say so, you establish some rules for yourself. And because you say so, naturally, you will stick to it, and you will be bound by it. And that is, you know, why Zen school, Zen teachers, you know, divided in many ways. Soto, Rinzai, Obaku, Ummo, Hogen, Inyo, you know, there are many schools. But originally it is one teaching. But they establish, you know, well, their disciples establish one school and stick to the to their family way and bound by their family way. That is how Zen school is divided in many schools. Why Zen school is divided in many branches is because they stick to words. When they understand Buddha's teaching, they understand the Buddha's original teaching in their own way and stick to their understanding. And they think that it's Buddha's teaching. In other words, they stick to, you know, fingers pointing at the moon. And if three people are pointing at the same moon, three people have each person has his own fingers. And if this is teaching, there are already three schools, but the moon is one. So he says, don't, you know, establish his own rules for yourself. Nakare means do not. Mizukara is for yourself or for himself. Kiku is rules. This is very important in our practice. We are able to establish our rules. This is, you know, rule of Tasahara, you may say. But rules is the finger to, you know, to have good practice in Tasahara according to the situation. So rules, actually rules are important, but you should not think this is the only, you know, way, this is the true teaching. And that rules, you know, they have is wrong. You shouldn't understand in that way. In everyday life, it is true, you know. You shouldn't stick to your own understanding of things. Something which is good for someone is not always good for someone else. So you should not, you know, make special rules for everyone. But even so, rules are important. But it is important, but when you stick to it and when you force the rules to others too much, it is you know, to establish rules and to force the rule for others. So when you enter a monastery, anyway, once you enter some monastery, you shouldn't say, "This is my way." If you come to Tassajara, you should obey Tassajara's rules. You shouldn't establish your own rules for yourself. So what you should do at Tassajara, through Tassajara rules, to see the actual moon is, how you practice Zazen at Tassajara. Rules is not the point. The actual teaching, the rules will catch is the point. So observing rules, naturally, you will understand what is the real teaching. So this is, from the beginning, this point is maybe missing in almost all of us. Most of the people, start to study then to know what is then. This is already wrong. It is the first step it means that he is always trying to provide some understanding or rules for himself. The way you study then is like you should be, the way you study Zen should be the way a fish, pick up its food. They do not try to catch anything. They are just swimming around. And if something good comes, while you are following Tassajara rules, even though it is so hot, you are observing Tassajara rules, eating, in hot zendo. Like a fish, swimming around. And, as you are doing so, you will get something. I don't know. Whether you realize it or not. Anyway, as long as you are following rules, you will have something. Even though you don't have anything, or you don't study anything, actually you are studying. Like a fish, Fish, like a fish doesn't know what they are eating. That's all. In that way we should study them. To understand does not mean to understand something by here. for then students. And if you ask question, you know, what is good to then students? Then students may answer. Something you do is good, and something you don't is bad. That is the answer. Something you do is good, and something you don't is bad. That's all. You don't think so much about good or bad. So, Dogen Zenji says, the power of do not is good. Power of do not. That is something intuitive, very inmost function of ourselves, innate nature. Our innate nature have some function. Before you say good or bad, that function is something is sometimes good and sometimes bad. We understand in that way. But that innate nature is beyond the idea of good or bad. So when you start to wonder why we practice Zazen in such a hot weather, then, you know, that is the first step to the confusion. We should be like a fish, always swimming around in the river. That is then student. Don't, you know. So Dogen Zenji said, there's no bad. That fly, after knowing what is sky, or what is the limit of, where is the limit of the sky, they just fly in the big sky. That is how we practice that. So you should not make some rules for yourself, or you should not try to make rules for yourself. This is very strict words, you know. It looks like very, it looks like it doesn't mean much, but actually, when he says so, he is waiting with big stick. If you say something, don't make rules for yourself. Don't try to understand by your head. He's waiting like this. So, when he says so, we cannot say anything. Hey, hey. That's all. You shouldn't say even hi. You should do things like a mule or us. You may say, this is absolute surrender. It is not so. It is, you know, the way to understand what is the source of the teaching. When we say source of the teaching, we are able to, you know, wonder what it is. But source of the teaching is not something which you can understand by words, but something which you will, which you have when you do things quite naturally and intuitively. Without saying good or bad. Time is always going on and on. We have not much time to say good or bad. You know, each moment after moment, we should follow the flow of the time. You should go with the time, goes. We don't have time to say this way or that way. When we become tired of doing something, you may say this way or that way, just to kill time. But actually, when you see the vegetables in the garden, which is almost, you know, dry up in the hot weather, you have not much time to say what will be the appropriate thing to do for us, you know, for today. While we are discussing, we are becoming more and more hungry. So, kitchen people should go to the kitchen and prepare some food for next meal. That is the most important thing. But it does not mean that it's, you know, it is waste of time to think about. It is good thing to think about, but we should not stick to words or stick to rules too much. This is a very delicate point. This is very delicate point. Without ignoring it, rules, without speaking to the rules, we should continue our tasahara practice. This is the way Sekito is suggesting. And he says, Soku-moku dou wo ese zunba. Soku-moku dou wo ese zunba. Ashi wo hakobu mo izukunzo michi wo shiran. Soku-moku. Soku is to, you know, excuse me. Soku is, you know, the antenna of the, you know, insects. Moku is eyes. So it means that to use our eyes and senses, five senses. Soku moku. Moku is eyes. Soku is sense organ. Dou wo ese zunba. Dou is tao. E means understand, not, you know. If you don't understand Tao, which eyes and sense organs, ashi wo hakobu. Ashi means foot. Hakobu means to carry on, to go, you know, to carry on. Izukunzo, how? How could you do that? It means this word. Izukunzo, michi wo. Michi is way. Shiran, to know. If you don't, if you don't understand Tao, way, you don't understand way, how could you, even though you move, or you operate, your foot operate. Un is operate. Your foot, your feet. How could you know that? Could you know? Shiran. Could you know? Michi, way. Michi is way. How could you know the way? So, it means that only way is using your five senses, sense organs. Eyes and many sense organs. Wherever you go, using your sense organs, like eyes and nose, and at that time, simultaneously, understanding the source of the teaching, If you don't do that, even though you practice asio hakobu, to operate your feet means to practice. So even though you practice, you cannot know the true way, michi wo shiran. So, you know, the way is, the more important thing is, is not rules, but to, you know, find out the true source of the teaching. With your eyes, with your ears, wherever you are, you know, is how you understand the source of the teaching. That is more direct way to know the source of the teaching. Without trying to establish some particular way for yourselves. So if you stick to words, and if you do not see true way by your eyes, by your nose, ears, or tongue, sticking to some rules, and, you know, ignoring actually direct experience of everyday life, even though you practice it doesn't work, he says. So without, you know, saying this way, Rinzai or Soto, or this way or that way, to have direct experience of everyday life is more important thing, and that is how we understand the true source of the teaching transmitted from Buddha. That is the conclusion of the Sandokai. So true way could be, you know, could be a stick. True way, the original way of Buddha could be a stone. Like Umon said, it may be a toilet paper. What is true way, or what is Buddha? Buddha is something which is beyond our understanding. So, Buddha could be everything. It is, you know, just instead of Buddha, we say, you know, toilet paper. Anyway, even though you say Buddha, it doesn't make much sense. So it may be much better to say toilet paper or 3 pounds of hemp, as Dozan said. So, the best way is if someone asks you, who is Buddha? The answer may be, you are Buddha too. That is, will be the answer. If someone asks, what is mountain? The mountain is also Buddha. That will be the answer. So, in Japanese, Mumata. Mumata is also. If you say, you shouldn't say, this is Buddha. This is that rather, if you say this is Buddha, that statement will lead you some misunderstanding. So, this is also Buddha. If you say so, it is okay. It does not mean you don't stick to lamp, but lamp is Buddha. Whereas if someone asks, where is Buddha? You may say, here is Buddha too. If you say too, it is okay. It is not so definite. Too, So somewhere else, Buddha may be somewhere else too. understanding. This is Dasahara rules, but it is not always so. This is as long as you are Dasahara. You know, this is our rule. But it is not always so. You should not forget this point. So this is also Buddha's way, Buddha's rule. If you say so, there's no danger. You will not invite any misunderstanding. And this is how you get rid of selfish practice. Even though you think you are practicing Buddha's way, you are liable to be involved in selfish practice. When you say, this is the way it should be like this, you know. If that statement is strict enough to accept this kind of teaching, it is okay. If, you know, even though you say, this is our way, our Dasahara way, you should definitely say so. But you should be ready to accept some other's way. This is rather difficult, you know, to have very strict, having very strict, strong confidence in your actual practice, and flexible enough to accept others' way too. It's rather difficult. For you, you know, to be ready to accept someone's teaching is not strict way. But unless you are ready to accept others' practice, you cannot be so strict with your own way. Only when you are, you know, ready to accept someone's opinion, you could say definitely you should do so. And you may say, as long as I'm here, you should do so. Even though, you know, you say so, it does not mean, it means that if someone else comes, I will observe his way. Or else you cannot, you know, you cannot be so strict with yourself. Do you understand this point? So usually strictness means to become rigid, to be caught by your own understanding. and know do not provide any room for others. That is usual way. No, that is not our way. So my master always said, if someone asks his opinion about something, about some matter, he always said, if you ask me, you know, my opinion, my opinion is this. When he says so, he's very strong. Why he could be so strong is because he said, if you ask me. You know, that is our way. So to be just, you know, yourself is to be, to have, to be ready to accept others' opinion too. That is very important point. So each moment you should intuitively know what you should do. But it does not mean to reject someone else's opinion. In some translation, it says, koto wo ukete wa. Koto means forementioned, you know, things or words. How many words? I don't know, but, you know, but it is not so. This is more wider meaning. Koto is maybe words. Words may be not only words in Sandokai, but also various words we use, and it may include various ideas which we have or we may have, or things we see, or things we hear. So koto include everything. And ashi wo hakobu means practice. Sokumoku means our everyday affairs, our everyday life. In everyday life, there is Tao. And if you do not practice our way in everyday activity, there is no way to, no approach to the true way. That is what he means. Don't stick to words. Don't, you know, make your own rules and force the rules to others. It is not possible to force any rules for others because each one has his own way, and each one should have his own way. And that is the conclusion of Sandokai. Just the right time, maybe. I'm sorry, we have no more time for you to ask questions. Thank you very much.